With SDPB News, I'm John Nguyen. The U.S. Supreme Court seems inclined to say that hundreds of millions of dollars in coronavirus relief money should benefit Alaskan Natives, rather than be spread more broadly among Native American tribes around the U.S. The justices were hearing arguments Monday in a case involving the massive pandemic relief package passed last year and signed into law by then-President Donald Trump. The $2.2 trillion legislation earmarked $8 billion for tribal governments to use to cover expenses related to the pandemic. The question for the court is whether Alaska Native corporations, which are for-profit corporations that provide benefits and social services to more than 100,000 Alaska Natives, count as Indian tribes. Across the country, driving was down in 2020, but fatal car crashes increased. South Dakota was no exception. The data was surprising and alarming to analysts who want to know why. SDPB's Megan Feary has more.
South Dakota recorded 141 vehicular fatalities last year. That's 38% more than 2019 and the highest number since 2007. Ken Kolosh is the manager of statistics for the National Safety Council, a nonprofit that advocates for eliminating preventable injuries and deaths. He says the data points to three main factors: alcohol consumption, speeding, and not wearing a seatbelt. He says the statistics were shocking.
During a recession, there's fewer miles being driven, there's less speeding. Generally, our roads get safer. That is completely the opposite of what we saw here.
He says they're still trying to understand why.
This is all preliminary, and we're still learning every day. It may be surprising, but we aren't even going to get the final fatality numbers until around November or December. This research is not going to end anytime soon. This has been an historic safety issue of our time.
NPR reported earlier this year that fewer cars on the road may have led to riskier driving behavior. Amanda Hossel is the director of the South Dakota Office of Highway Safety. She says it's difficult to say if the pandemic directly affected the increase in fatal crashes, but she says it's clear more public education is needed.
The important thing that the Department of Public Safety is working on is continuing our informational programs that are designed to encourage people to be safe drivers and encourage drivers to ultimately change their driving behaviors from riskier drivers to safer drivers out on the road.
Overall, road safety data has been positive, except for last year. Researchers hope 2020 was just an outlier. For South Dakota Public Broadcasting, I'm Megan Feary.
As the coronavirus continues to spread around the world, different variants mutate and spread as well. Kim Malsom-Reisden is the Secretary of the State Department of Health. She says the more a virus spreads, the greater opportunity it can change. Malsom-Reisden says variant B.1.1.7, more commonly known as the UK variant, is currently the most common strain in the nation.
We've got 55 cases of that variant identified here in South Dakota, and that's out of a total of 65 total variants. So there's other variants associated with Brazil, South Africa, and other parts of the country, other parts of the world, where they've been first identified.
Malsom-Reisden encourages vaccination to prevent the spread of these new strains of the virus. She says the new variants infect younger people as more of the older population gets vaccinated.
Where we're seeing cases of COVID still being tested and confirmed are in that 20 to 29-year-old age range in particular. So in the past 6 weeks alone, they've had a 7% jump in cases.
Malsom-Reisden warns that younger people can still develop serious and potentially deadly symptoms, even if it's less common. April is National Volunteer Month, and Red Cross is doing their best to supply the country with blood during the pandemic. SDPB's Jordan Henderson reports.
Fewer people have donated blood in the past year because of the pandemic. Kim Jensen is the account manager for the American Red Cross in Sioux Falls. She says hospitals still need blood donations.
Only 38% of the population is eligible to give, And through volunteer blood donation, we are actually able to normally, in a normal year, supply all of the blood that the hospitals need. With COVID and different restrictions, and now we're coming into planting season and all that kind of thing in South Dakota, that cuts down on our donations, but the need is still there. The need is constant. So we always need donors to come in and help out.
Del Rapids resident Renee Livingston decided to donate blood, like she does every 3 months. She thinks her contribution brings a rewarding feeling and feels that donating is easy and quick.
I do it every 3 months. It's one way that I can help, and I know that it goes to help save lives, and that's really important to me, and it's really easy to do and pretty painless, and just takes an hour of your time every 3 months, and it really helps a lot of people.
Livingston views the process of blood donation as very simple. As a former hater of needles, she applauds the workers who make the experience much easier.
I used to be afraid of needles and afraid of giving blood, and used to think that it was really hard for them to find my veins, but never had an issue with these folks. They do it all day long, every day. So they come in and you sit down and they insert the needle, and it takes just a few minutes and you're done.
For Kim Jensen, everyone will need blood in their lifetime, and she hopes that anyone that is able to will come give blood.
If you are willing and able to come in, the needle is only in your arm for about 5 minutes, and you're saving 3 lives with every donation.
Along with your blood donation, Red Cross is testing donors' blood for coronavirus antibodies. Results can indicate antibodies regardless of having symptoms and if the donor has received the COVID-19 vaccine. For South Dakota Public Broadcasting, I'm Jordan Henderson.
South Dakota State Parks and Recreation Areas report a significant increase in revenue so far this year. They generated about $5.5 million through March, nearly $2 million more than the same period last year. Al Nedved works for the Department of Game, Fish, and Parks.
Typically in March, you'll see some kind of wild fluctuations in terms of percentages on that report, mostly because in March, March in 1 year can be a whole lot different than March in a different year. And unfortunately, this year in March, we had a very mild weather, and people are already starting to think about getting outdoors, and some of these numbers are starting to reflect that.
South Dakota also had its first COVID-19 cases last March. Nedved says he anticipates a busy summer season this year. That's your daily news update. Follow SDPB News on social and visit sdpb.org/news to keep up with our journalism as it comes in. Thank you for listening.